This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Presents Football Friday.
Nix climbs the pocket to the five, to the goal line. Bo Nix into the end zone. Touchdown, Denver.
Marvin in trouble. Steps out of a tackle. And here we go. Marvin's loose.
Points to a Raider down the sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
Denver will rush three.
And here comes Benito. And Benito's got Geno. And down Smith goes.
Fullback in the game, and he gets the carry
inside the 25, inside the 20. This is Prentice. He's got a first down as he's rolled to the turf at the 15-yard line by Isaiah Polamau. 18 yards on a run by Adam Prentice. He came in to the game this year with 20 yards rushing total. Handed off to Harvey. Harvey off right guard. Harvey into the end zone. Not much resistance there at all for the Raiders.
In the shotgun, Raiders will rush six. Bo in the pocket throws a ball that is behind Sutton, who goes down and makes a really nice catch as he tumbles to the ground at the 34-yard line.
Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. Oh, man, Mike. Oh, man. I'm excited for this game. Is this a Super Bowl preview? The Green Bay Packers could make a pretty strong case for it. I know the Rams are the favorite right now, but the Packers have got to be right there.
I'd say Broncos, Rams. I think the Rams are too good.
Broncos, Rams?
But the NFC Championship, if they're not matched up, I'd say talent-wise, if the matchup doesn't happen earlier, it would be the Packers and the Rams, with the Rams topping the Packers.
I mean, this is a big game for the Packers. It's a big game. Because, they're right behind the Rams. Obviously, they have that tie there that they had earlier in the season against the Cowboys. But it's a huge game. You know, second as far as record goes, second best team in the NFC going up against, again, as far as records, going up against the best team in the AFC.
And this is a big team battle. In the NFL, period.
Why do I think this is going to be? I don't know. If it's not the Broncos, I think it's going to be the Bills. I think the Bills could win a Super Bowl this year. They don't have to worry about, likely don't have to worry about Patrick Mahomes. But we'll get into that. We'll get into that, Mike. Is Thursday night special cursed? Do we think it's cursed now? Wow. Tampa Bay Buccaneers were up 14 in that fourth quarter. And they end up losing the game 29-28. Did you happen to see Todd Bowles, his postgame? He dropped 7 F-bombs. I know you were producing Wine at 9, so I couldn't send it to you. I was going to have you edit that and bleep it out. That was the most upset. He's a very controlled, calm, and collected coach. That was the most upset I've ever seen. And that guy does not show much emotion on the sideline, much emotion in postgame. That was the most emotion he's ever had. It was a... How do you lose that game? Bijan Robinson, 93 yards, touchdown. Said something he probably shouldn't have in the postgame.
Also, much better team.
Also had 8 receptions for 82 yards. Kirk Cousins and Kyle Pitts. I shouldn't win against Kyle Pitts. My gut told me Kyle Pitts, man. 11 receptions for 166 yards, Micah. Not one, not two, but 3 touchdowns for Kyle Pitts. Big hub. Yeah, sorry I went against you, man. I should have went with you. That's my bad. He said, the win was good, but it means nothing for us. Yeah, you're 5-9. Kirk Cousins, though. 30 of 44. 373 yards in his 3 touchdowns, of course, to Kyle Pitts. Baker Mayfield was sacked 5 times. Watching this game last night, and I know Bo Nix isn't what you would call like an elite quarterback. But you know what he doesn't do, Mike? He doesn't have a lot of negative plays. Now, he throws interceptions. He definitely throws interceptions, but it doesn't seem like you ever walk away from a Bo Nix game going, wow, Bo was awful. You might say he wasn't great or whatever, but you typically just don't. You don't see it. It's phenomenal, really, what he's been able to do. And I'm watching this game last night thinking, man, Baker Mayfield had a lot of, he just held on to the ball for a very long time. And he was sacked five times because of it. Five sacks for a negative 27 yards. Whew. That was a huge game for the Buccaneers to lose, too, because where they sit, they're now ninth in the playoff race right now. So two spots out. They're behind the Lions at 8-5 and behind Chicago at 9-4 for the wild card spot. Chicago's in there right now. And there's a darn good chance they could hang on to it. Now, what's interesting with the Buccaneers in their division, they have Carolina at 7-6. They play Carolina twice now. So Tampa Bay's path to get into the playoffs is right in front of them. They've got the Panthers twice and the Dolphins, so they could still get in. But how about the Carolina Panthers? That's been a surprise story in the NFL. And you got to be, I mean, Bryce Young, 2,300 yards, 18 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Bryce Young, everyone kind of wrote him off after his first two seasons, and he's got his team right now with three monster games coming up, and I'm looking forward to that, to the playoff race there. Big Hub, why couldn't Pitts be this factor all year long? Well, maybe he's starting to figure it out. I figured Kyle Pitts was going to be an absolute household name by now, and he's starting to do that. He's been red hot the last few games, but I mean, look at it. Look at the last few games for him. Obviously, last night was huge. 11 receptions, but he had 6 receptions the week before that for 90 yards, 7 receptions for 82 yards the week before that. He's starting to really get going, and that's a guy to watch out for. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. How are we feeling about this Broncos-Packers game this weekend? It is Football Friday, presented by Big City Roadhouse. It's a monster game. Michael, let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly from last night. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. All right, Mike. The good is Nuggets, Avalanche, winning again. I want to talk about just how good these three teams are. The Broncos and the Nuggets and the Avs. But the Nuggets look really good. The Avalanche, I don't know, Mike. They look as unstoppable as you can ask for at this point, right? You watched the Avs last night. I watched the Nuggets and some of the Thursday night game. But the Avs beat the Panthers 6-2. 51 points. Now 22 wins, 2 losses, 7 overtime points for them. The Avs are just unstoppable. The Nuggets with Nikola Jokic, I mean, they beat the Kings last night. For some reason, they struggled against the Kings this year. There was no doubt last night. 136-105. And Nikola Jokic, 36 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists. I believe he now passed Shaquille O'Neal for the most 30-point games while shooting 80%. He's now just behind Wilt Chamberlain on that note. The guy's ridiculous. Off night for Jamal Murray. He was 4 of 13. Doesn't matter because Joker was 14 of 16. And Cameron Johnson got going. 16 points for him. What more can you say? 136-105. The Nuggets are 18-6. Amazing on the road. Ridiculous on the road. 12-2. The bad for me is, I mean, I'm feeling it for Todd Bowles, man, but come on, 7 F-bombs in the postgame? That was, and a couple of S-bombs, too? He's feeling the pressure right now. Because he knows how big that game was last night. It's an NFC game. Could have put them even more in the driver's seat to win their division, to get into the playoffs. Now, they kind of feels like they do have to win out. So he was, rightfully so, very upset. The ugly, boy, we just continue talking about what's going on with Sharon Moore. He's now being charged with 3 crimes, Michael. He obviously spent the last night or 2 nights in jail. Man. So he's accused of assault in Pittsfield Township. The charges include a felony, 3rd degree, home invasion, and 2 misdemeanors, stalking and in a domestic relationship and breaking and entering. According to the complaint, the identification of the victim is confidential, which we all kind of think we know who the victim is, and is an individual with whom Moore has or had a dating relationship. Moore is accused of unlawful entering the dwelling of a victim with whom Mr. Moore had a dating relationship, the Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office said on Friday. You know what also was ugly? Did you happen to see Adam Schefter coming out on ESPN yesterday in defense of Sharon Moore? He's not wrong in saying that we haven't heard his side of the story, but Michael, we have the facts now, don't we? We all have the facts. The guy broke in to her house, had a knife, threatened her. I don't know to the extent of the threat, if it was like, I'm going to hurt you, I'm going to kill you, I don't know, it doesn't matter, right? And then obviously threatened to take his own life. The facts are he broke into another human's home. Like, we can talk about he cheated on his wife, he had this inappropriate relationship that was against the rules that Michigan had. That's just icky, not good. But he broke the law by breaking in to a house. We will hear Sharon Moore at some point, I'm sure, Michael, but why is Adam Schefter, and I think he's a Michigan guy. Didn't Schefter go to Michigan? I don't know. But he was going off yesterday. Like he said something along the lines of people have had it out for him for a while. So was it a setup? Like, what is he saying? He's going off and saying, we haven't heard from Sharon Moore yet. We know that he broke in.
Well, his lawyers probably said, shut the hell up. Say nothing.
Sure, but at some point we're gonna hear something.
Adam Schefter did go to the University of Michigan. I haven't heard anyone like Michigan's been very good. Michigan's been top 20 under him. I haven't heard anyone say, we must fire him. It's early on in his head coaching career. So if anyone's going to go after him for something, it should be for reasons, not for coaching reasons. I haven't read the Adam Schefter story either, so I'm not going to judge too much. All I know is that in society, when we see a man who has allegedly done something to a woman, all of us judge and go, oh yeah, that guy's probably guilty. And we shouldn't.
But the jury shouldn't, but we do anyway. But we know he broke into a house, right?
Yeah.
Like, what is the defense going to be? Well, I thought that was my house. This isn't where I parked my car.
I mean, we don't know that. But, I mean, probably. There's evidence, but probably. There's like a 0.01% chance that it was someone else or whatever.
The whole thing is weird because Michigan knew something was up. They brought both of them in, Sharon Moore and this, what was her name again? Shiver? Is that right? Is it Paige Shiver? Is that the name? That's who we believe it is. Again, that hasn't really been out in the open yet either. But they talked to them in the off season, and both claimed, no, we're not having a relationship. But there was enough for them to think something was going on, and they left it at that. And then, obviously, after he was fired, around the time of him breaking in, maybe before the time. Obviously, Michigan got information before, so she released information to Michigan, to the powers that be, before he broke in, right? because they fired him. Why else would they fire him? But the ugly was kind of like, listen, it is innocent until proven guilty, but if we really believe he broke into this home, what can he say that would make you feel okay about this? Well, I understand where he's coming from. I don't know. And Schefter didn't say that, to be fair. But he's getting roasted for that. Is that fair to roast Schefter? Basically saying, innocent till proven guilty. We haven't heard his side of the story yet. That's basically what Adam Schefter's saying. And some people are just lighting him on fire for that.
Well, there's a difference between, okay, guys, innocent until proven guilty, and in this situation, defending the guy. If you're defending him, I have a problem with that. If you're saying innocent until proven guilty, that's something that we all have.
He's not necessarily defending him. He's just saying we haven't heard his side of the story yet.
Yeah, we haven't heard his side of the story yet. And there's a reason why we haven't heard his side of the story. Well, the lawyer has told him to shut up.
And even the attorney's not talking yet.
Yeah, so we're not going to hear his side of the story. If we're going to hear anything, the next words are going to come out of the lawyer's mouth. That this is what happens in every case, and if the defendant says something, it's usually against what the lawyer tells them.
Big Hub texting in. I know this is irrelevant, but I saw some stuff on X. Should she be defended or frowned upon for being in this relationship too? Well, if it's against the rules that Michigan put out, and obviously they talked to her in the summer, so she lied. You're not supposed to have this relationship. Should she be defended? No. Like, she should be defended because he broke into her home.
Yes, and that's scary.
Yes, but should she be, like, cleared, her name be cleared, and she should be able to get a job in college football again? No.
She should definitely be fired for that, but there's no excuse for the home invasion.
Right. But no, she's not innocent in this. It doesn't.
The only way I could see her being innocent is if there was pressure.
She's not innocent in this, but. Well, sure, but
more
details are coming up. I don't know. I don't know. But it's Michigan's athletic director, Ward Manuel, came out and said the behavior was a clear violation of university policy. So their policy is that you're not going to date people that work for you. It's not going to happen. They suspected something was going on. They talked to them in the off season. They both said no. Clearly, that was not the case. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. It's an ugly story. Absolutely not, says Faith. She was just at fault for the affair side. Just as fault. Yes. Yeah. And that's against the rules for Michigan. I don't know if that's every rule in college football. Like, hey, you can't be dating people that work for you. I would imagine that's kind of a league-wide thing, but it's crazy, man. It's a wild story.
That's the only guilt I see on her part in this whole thing. Everything else I see on his side. Now, I don't see. Like, there's again, 0.01% chance that maybe he pressured her into this.
Sure.
Like, you will date me or you're fired.
That could have happened.
I don't know if that would happen.
That could have happened.
Possible, but I don't know if that would have happened. She could have gone to the university and said, hey, this guy's doing this.
Faith says, HR here, and that is most rules. Yeah, I would imagine so. We have a pretty strict no dating policy here at the station. So, just throwing it out there. Just in case you're wanting to go to dinner with Brian sometime. It's a no-no, Mike. It's a no-no. Okay?
We go to dinner as friends.
I always wanted to do an HR video here of KFKA. And we film us talking about, hey, you're new to KFKA. And let me guess, you're attracted to someone. And we just like listen, show a picture of all of us, ugly idiots. Let me guess, you're attracted to someone. Hands off. I know Michael looks good in that oversized Broncos button-up shirt, but
Don't forget bright orange.
Bright orange.
You will see me in the darkness.
No fraternization, that's a hard word for me to say, is put in place for reasons like this. The whole thing sucks, man. And, you know, I think of, and I know it sounds cliche, but sucks for the family. Sucks for the kids. He had three kids, or has three kids, sorry. Three young daughters. And now this will be something that will be with them for the rest of their life. So that sucks. Faith says, no zone. Yeah, seriously, we're going to do, Faith said, can I direct it? Yes. So it would start with me or Tanner starting it. Hello, welcome to KFKA. You're new here. And let me guess, you're attracted to someone.
Can I do the generic music?
That's not, why would we want that music?
Because it has to be cheerful at the beginning.
Mike, help me out. I'm a little worried about this game Sunday. I'm a little worried about it.
You're the only one.
I've picked the Broncos to win and cover for a while now. When's the last time I picked the Broncos to lose? I don't know. They haven't covered. They don't cover. So if you're a gambling person for entertainment purposes only, they don't cover. But they're dogs this weekend. They haven't been dogs in a while.
Well, these dogs bite.
Man, Green Bay's good. Green Bay's tough because they don't have like one. I mean, Josh Jacobs is questionable in this game, and that's a big difference maker. He's never lost to the Broncos because when the Raiders had the Broncos number, he was the running back for Las Vegas.
Different era.
Different time, yeah. Broncos have reclaimed the AFC West almost. Almost. Close. This is the game I suppose you can afford to lose. You just hope that that's not mentally in the heads of the Broncos because it's an NFC game. Other than just being the record going up against the Patriots, winning your AFC games is crucial. In every, you know, again, this is that game you could afford to lose. Not that you want to lose the game, but the Patriots coming up with their remaining four games, they're all AFC opponents. So Bills, Ravens, Jets, Dolphins. Let's go Bills this weekend. We're going to do our NFL scoreboard watch, who you should be rooting for. Faith says, for the love of my Bears, I need Denver to win. All right, Faith, so you'll be rooting for the Broncos this weekend. What's score prediction? What do you think? How are you feeling about this? Broncos are dogs. They feel disrespected. At home. And they've been ridiculous at home. I just have a weird feeling about the game. Picks are on Friday at the end of the show. Everyone knows that. Only one pick to make because our local guy, all of our local colleges are out. Broncos are they are now a 2.5 point dog. They started as a 1.5 point dog. Now they're a 2.5 point dog.
If you pick against the Broncos, that's an HR violation.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. I'm trying to sort through it today. I got 2.5 hours to do it.
As HR this week, you will be reprimanded if you pick against the Broncos.
You pick them every week. That's just what you do.
It's the right call.
Tell me why I shouldn't be worried. Give me one reason.
The Broncos are hot. They're doing better.
So are the Packers.
They have a stud defense. Their offensive line's pretty dang capable. Their running game's not bad. You know what? I know they've got their backup in, but he's starting to show talent. And Bo Nix, you said it. Bo Nix has not looked bad. He's looking like he doesn't look bad.
Yeah.
He either looks good or average.
Average. Yeah. 28 minutes after the hour. All right, let's talk more Broncos Packers coming up. Broncos Avs Nuggets. Have we ever seen it? Have we ever seen a year where both these teams are this good? We're going to talk about that coming up next. We'll be right back.
Big City Roadhouse presents Football Friday. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The 33 minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show. Man, I just can't kick this cough thing, man. Michael's hooking me up with cough drops. I feel fine. And once we start the show, I just start talking and then I feel it, man. I feel like I got a cough every 5 seconds.
Those are legal cough drops?
They're very good. What are these?
I don't know. Like, I bought them at the store, and I'm like, oh, it's a different flavor. They taste like candy.
It's like candy. I could just eat these.
It's like they're cough drops for children. For children who are like, hey, I don't want to eat these cough drops.
Well, I'm kind of like a child, so it kind of works out.
Yeah. But, yeah, they don't work as well as the regular cough drops, but they work okay.
Michael, your favorite kind of pants. What are they?
Jeans.
Well, Big City Roadhouse coming up. Denim and diamonds. Ring in the new year. At Big City Roadhouse, I was really counting on you to say jeans to fulfill this live read. So thank you, Michael. I feel like we're kind of in a zone right now. Like you and I, like this team of ours, we've really kind of started to turn up the heat here.
What if I had said slacks?
I was hoping. I knew you weren't going to say slacks because I've never seen you in slacks. Literally.
I've never worn slacks.
I've only seen you in jeans. But denim and diamonds at Big City Roadhouse. They got their after party starting at 8 o'clock on New Year's Eve. $20 admission. There's going to be a DJ there. Be a balloon drop, champagne toast. And they're going to have their full menu available, too. So if you want to eat late, you want to get reservations, they do encourage you to do that. Go to BigCityRoadhouse.com. And here's what's really cool, Mike. You like TV, too, right? You're a big TV guy.
I do like the telly.
What also is going on there, on New Year's Day, they're going to be open, and they're going to have their New Year's Day hangover breakfast. We're adults here. We can talk about what you're probably going to be doing on New Year's Eve. We'll get in on New Year's Day to Big City Roadhouse, and check this out. From 8 to 10, you go in there, you're going to have a chance to win a 55-inch smart TV. We could all use something like that, right? Maybe you don't need one. You could go win it for a friend, and that's a late Christmas present or something. You can never have too many TVs in this day and age. But you're going to have a chance. So you go there, find a way to, I think when you enter, you're going to be given like a ticket, and then they'll give out remote controls throughout the day, throughout the morning. If your remote control is the one that turns on the TV, you win the TV. Simple enough, right there. That's Big City Roadhouse, their New Year's Day hangover breakfast. They're going to be doing that from 8 to 2 o'clock. Hair of the dog and $5 drink specials. Bloody Marys, mimosas, blurred limes, margarita. Also, their hangover breakfast options. They got their breakfast burrito. Their burrito. I had their burrito the other day. The chorizo one. Oh, my gosh. I had a meeting there, so I couldn't take you.
I was going to say, why didn't you invite me?
It was a meeting. Tuesday, since we didn't have the show, I was able to go meet a lot of our great clients and great advertisers, people that make the show go. So I stopped by Big City Roadhouse. Cleta is fantastic. Guys, if you haven't been there since they've upgraded the area. And it is awesome. And they have 86-inch TVs like by the bar now. They're putting more in, so there's not a bad seat in the house.
So you can watch the Broncos beat the Packers there.
You can go watch the Broncos beat the Packers. You can go watch the Nuggets continue their run. You can go watch the Avalanche continue their run there.
You can watch the Rockies exist.
They have altitude. I checked. Cleta is not a big sports person. So I'm there like, hey, make sure you have this channel. I checked on the big screen. I'm like, I feel like a big wig there. I'm like, okay, 681. There you go. You got it. Altitude. Boom. So you want to go watch Avalanche games. You want to watch Nuggets games. You want to watch Broncos. You want to watch the NFL. You want to watch the college football playoffs. Yeah, that's the place to do it. Micah, do you know, Michael, sorry, do you know how many times between Denver, the Denver Broncos, and the Denver Nuggets and the Colorado Avalanche, between the three of them, do you know how many times they've been playoff teams in the same year?
I'm going to say none.
The answer is none. Technically, when they were the Colorado Rockies, that was their hockey team in the 70s. It was 1977, the 77-78 year season. Red Miller was the coach of the Broncos. They were 12-2, and they made the Super Bowl that year. They lost to the Cowboys 27-10. The Nuggets were 48-34. They had the best. Their record was the best in the Midwest Division. They advanced to the Western Conference Finals. They lost to the Seattle SuperSonics that year. One of your favorite teams, Mike.
Go Sonics.
They lost in six games. And then in hockey, the Colorado Rockies, who later became the New Jersey Devils,
boo,
reached the playoffs despite, like, you'll love this, they got into the playoffs 1940 and 21. I don't even know how that happened, but they got into the playoffs. Maybe they took everybody. They were swept by the Flyers in the preliminary round. So the answer is between the Avs, Nuggets, and Broncos. It's other than you know, last year, the answer is it hasn't. It's kind of crazy, right? It's wild to think that.
Yeah, the Nuggets and the Avalanche were in the playoffs, and juggling those two teams is a nightmare. Because, like, if they both have a home game on the same day, like, changing the stadium is ridiculous. Like, how hard has that been? I don't know how much the turn. It's got to be at least 7 hours to flip the court to the rink.
I remember, I don't know, Mike, 7 years ago or so, when none of them were in. And there was a time where at least between the Avs and the Nuggets, at least one of them was playing at the then Pepsi Center every year. And then there was a stretch there after Patrick Waugh's first year, because they made it his first year. I think it was his second year. And the Nuggets hadn't really figured it out yet. And there's some dark times. And now look at them.
Yeah, when the three were not in the playoffs, we had to go outside and talk to people. Frankly, it was torture.
Yeah. I am just, like, every night, man, you got something. So I misspoke. I read that wrong, Mike. There's been a few other times where they were all in the playoffs. So look at the 96-97 season. The Broncos were 13-3. They lost in the divisional round. I just looked this up now because I think I had some bad information. No, that's right, because the Nuggets were bad that year. Nuggets were bad. So I was right. Never mind. Scratch that. Scratch it. Scratch it, Mike. In 96-97, when the Broncos were really freaking good, the Nuggets were bad. The Nuggets were 21-61. They missed the playoffs. The Avs lost in the conference finals. In 97-98, when the Broncos won the first Super Bowl, the Nuggets were 11-71. Talk about an emotional roller coaster for me as a young lad, probably 10 years old. My two favorite teams, the Broncos and the Nuggets. One, the greatest team in the NFL. They win the Super Bowl. The other, the worst team in the NBA. The biggest joke. That was a tough year for my brain. Very tough year for my brain. 11 wins for the Nuggets that year. And the Avs made it to the playoffs and they lost in the conference quarterfinals.
But at least you got to listen to Jerry.
Broncos finished in 98-99. That was the second Super Bowl year. The Nuggets weren't much better. 14-36. And the Avs lost in the conference finals. 2013-14, the Broncos finished 13-3, lost in the Super Bowl. The Nuggets finished 36-46. They missed the playoffs. Avs finished 52-22-8, lost in the first round. Man, it's been an interesting ride this year. Just a fun ride that doesn't seem like it's going to end anytime soon. Go Pokes, why are you sad about that? He texted in and said, you met with people that make the show go? Yeah, sponsors make the show go. Without the sponsors, Michael, we don't have a radio station. I know, Go Pokes, like the Hooligans make the show go, like the actual program. But without the sponsors, we don't have the show at all. So we don't get to hear from the Hooligans, the Hall of Famers.
Radio looks for people. People we need. People we need to make the show go. Sounds a lot like the Packlets from Star Trek.
The Packlets?
Packlids, yeah. They were
the hell is that?
A group of aliens who would trick people into thinking that they were dumb, and then they would steal their technology.
Sounds like a stupid show.
Great. It was an okay episode.
No, Smitty, I did not see that. Do you have it? There's a certain tweet out there that says that was back in early December, this tweet. Who is it? Carrion? Specifically states Michigan officials knew about this mess for a long time, maybe as long as a year. Well, if that starts to come out, yikes.
So cheating and some inappropriate behavior.
Well, how long was he stalking her, you think?
Well, I don't know when the relationship ended, but the stalkings,
that's
bad.
Those are the details we don't have yet. We don't have those details yet. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Here's what's coming up on the show today. Benjamin Albright's going to join us. How's he feel about this game? He's been kind of negative on the Broncos, I think. We'll see if he flips the script this weekend against the Packers. Also, the quarterback toilet bowl coming up. Mike Danson, fresh mullet cut. Tanner Schwint, fresh beard. And the dude down the hall, is he alive? Have we seen the dude down the hall? Where is he? He's not down the hall. I go down the hall. I look in there. I'm expecting a hello, and I don't see him. Is he okay?
He's making an HR video.
Oh, he's making the video? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
he's helping me with the background music.
Okay. Robert Carrion is the one that tweeted this. U of M scandal being covered up by DEIAD Ward Manuel and Board of Trustees. Sharon Moore, first-time head coach and DEI hire. Impregnated office employee. This is a tweet I'm reading. All actively covered up by the above. Fire them all, clean it all up, including hiring by skin color and not merit. Source 100%. I don't know about all that, man. Is that
legit? Are
they
saying the coach was hired by skin color?
I don't know, but he's been good.
Yeah.
I don't know who this Robert Carrion is, though. Is he legit? I don't know.
I start to say he loses legitimacy when he says a good coach is a DEI hire.
When you make it political, I tend to kind of go, okay, you're not just reporting facts right now. You're kind of you're filtering in your political bias a little bit, maybe.
Let's stay in your lane.
Stay in the lanes.
Politics later. We want to talk sports.
Oh, thank you, Smitty. He's a former scholarship Michigan quarterback. Okay. All right. 45 minutes after the hour, Mike. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
My goodness. Thanks, Go Pokes, for that. Football scoop. I mean, they're pretty legit. That's 167,000 followers they have. They're primarily like a source for coaching job information. Mike, don't go. You got to listen to this. GoPokes just sent me this story from Football Scoop. And again, I read these. I don't know. This is allegedly what happened according to the prosecutor. Our victim broke up with this defendant on Monday morning early. There continued to be defendant making numerous phone calls, sending numerous texts from that time forward that she did not respond to and did not want. That, eventually, she presented herself to the University of Michigan, cooperated in some form of investigation there. As we all now know, defendant at some point on Wednesday afternoon was fired from his employment. He then, at some point thereafter, came to her apartment at the address that is in the complaint, barged his way into that apartment, immediately then proceeded to a kitchen drawer, grabbed several butter knives and a pair of kitchen scissors, and began to threaten his own life. According to this, Moore said, "I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to make you watch. My blood is on your hands. You ruined my life." And then there was a series of very, very threatening and imitating, terrifying, quite frankly, statements and behaviors there in the apartment. It was only then, Your Honor, at some point, the victim called her attorney and indicated she was going to call the police when she left. Wow. Very sad story. Sad for the family. Sad for the kids. Very tough. 11:52 the time. Let's wrap up hour number one. Top stories of the day coming up. Benjamin Albright going to join us. And could two Broncos coaches be on the move next year? We'll talk about it coming up next. It's the Hull Show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Merry Christmas.
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Thanks for making KFKA a part of your diet.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
All right, that was a fast first hour. Let's see how the second hour goes. Michael, the Packers are the best third down offense in the league. The Broncos are the best third down defense. This is where the rubber meets the road, Mike. This is a big one. This is the one. We'll talk about that. Benjamin Albright will join us in the second hour. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. Stick with us.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.